There's a new report on food insecurity. The vast majority of people who are hungry are working or trying to work. This comes out of a new report by the New York City Coalition Against Hunger. It's called Working But Hungry, Low Wages and Federal Cutbacks Keep New York City Hunger Sky High. The report shows that 1 million New York residents live in households with at least one person working, yet food insecure, that is, unable to consistently afford enough food. And while food pantries and soup kitchens have had to step up and provide food for low-wage earners and their families, they are unable to fill the need, according to Joel Berg. He's executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger.
Even though Wall Street's doing better than ever, soup kitchens and food pantries in New York City are still struggling. Some people have gotten marginal raises, so they're no longer eligible for SNAP, the new name for food stamps benefits, but that doesn't mean they're no longer hungry. So at the same time, there's been a reduction in the rolls of SNAP benefits in New York City. More and more people are still going to pantries because they just don't earn enough to feed their families. That's why we continue to push so hard for raises in the minimum wage for all New Yorkers, so we can ensure that if you're working full-time, you can afford to feed your family.
And when you go to these soup kitchens, when you go to these pantries, they're half empty.
Most soup kitchens and food pantries in New York City just don't have enough food to meet the growing demand. And they're not supposed to. We're supposed to have jobs. We're supposed to have wages. We're supposed to have a safety net. Giving the impression we can end hunger with a few more canned food drives is like telling people we can fill the Grand Canyon with a teaspoon.
80% of New York City food pantries and soup kitchens blame the increased needs on cuts in the SNAP food program. In 2015, soup kitchens and food pantries faced a 5% increase in demand, 7% in 2014, and 10% in 2013. More demand was there backwards in time to a 20% increase in demand in 2009. Coupled with city data and near record levels of homelessness across the city, indications are that overall the city's economic recovery is not benefiting the lowest income residents.
There are 50,000 people living in homeless shelters in New York City, more than half of whom are children. So this is a huge systematized structural problem that's been increasing for decades, and we need a huge response by creating jobs, raising wages, and ensuring that there's adequate, affordable housing for all New Yorkers.
Now, critics have been targeting de Blasio's housing policies, and they've been saying they're not working and that they're more homeless on the street now than ever.
I think the elites are just noticing homeless people more because they can blame a so-called left-wing mayor, and the police are doing less under de Blasio to move low-income people out of rich neighborhoods. So it's really a problem of perception. And truthfully, many of the wealthiest elites in New York want the ostrich approach. They just want to bury their head in the sand and think homelessness will go away because they don't happen to be in front of their ATM, in front of their doorman's apartment. The day de Blasio took office, more than 50,000 homeless people were living in shelters, half of whom were children. He is working to reverse this problem, but it's going to take time, and it's going to take federal policies, it's going to take national economic policies, and it's going to take state policies in tandem with the city policies to really fix this.
Berg said what's needed is to immediately raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, that the American dream is seriously at risk unless we change our current economic and political policies. You can find the New York City Coalition Against Hunger's full report at nyccah.org, and members of the public can get food help by calling 1-866-3-HUNGRY, H-U-N-G-R-Y. That's the USDA National Hunger Hotline, 1-866-3-HUNGRY. In other